listener production.
Hi, it's Rosie O'Brien with your Queensland news briefing. The state government's back flipped on a promise it won't extend its free flu vaccine program. The initiative was set to end tonight after almost 650,000 Queenslanders took up the offer. But Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has this morning extended the deadline to July 17.
I understand that there's school holidays at the moment. People may not have had the opportunity to take their children or themselves to get that free flu vaccine. So we're extending it for another 2 weeks.
Meantime, the Premier has welcomed all 14 recommendations made into the Coldrake report. The 131-page review identified systemic bullying within the public sector, along with a multitude of other cultural problems. A man has been charged following an investigation into a fatal crash in North Queensland back in February. The 25-year-old was behind the wheel when the car crashed, killing his passenger. He will appear before the Townsville Court on July 26. The cost of lettuce might be going up, but banana prices are near record lows. With labour shortages and oversupply, our favourite yellow fruit's at its best value in years. North Queensland grower Paul Inderbitson says high production costs mean they're feeling the impacts of lower prices more strongly. He's asking for the public's help to get through a tough time for the industry.
Buying local produce is extremely important. Every banana you buy here in this country is grown by Australian growers. So it's Aussies supporting Aussies, which you just got to get in behind and support that sort of thing.
Taking a look at sport now, and late wickets soured Australia's promising start to the first test against Sri Lanka. The Aussies resumed today at 3 for 98, trialling by 114, with Usman Khawaja unbeaten on 47 and Steve Smith run out for just 6. Nathan Lyon says they need a big partnership.
I see this game as pretty even stay. So, yeah, there's still a lot of work to do.
Listener.